The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on July 3, 1993 in Sri Mayapur. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 24, Verse 47.
Being the long hatred and desire, Bhagavan Muni being equal to everyone because of discharging uncontaminated devotional service. Ultimately attained the path back to Godhead. Freed from all hatred and desire, Bhagavan Muni being equal to everyone because of discharging uncontaminated devotional service, ultimately attained the path back to Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, only by devotional service can one understand the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. And after understanding Him perfectly in His transcendental position, enter into the kingdom of God. The process of entering into the kingdom of God is tripada, bhuti, gati. Or the path back home, back to Godhead, by which one can attain the ultimate goal of life. Karma Muni, by his perfect devotional knowledge and service, achieved this ultimate goal, which is known as Bhagavati Gati, a Gati. Thus, in the Bhaktivedanta purports in the 3rd canto, 24th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Renunciation of Karma Muni. So, the history of Bhagavan Muni in this world ends here. Bhagavan Muni was a brahmachari who was doing tapasya. He had God realization. Vishnu appeared to him and blessed him. Karma Muni was not ready to do complete renunciation at that moment. He knew he had to enter into Grihastha Ashram, so he wanted to get a proper Krishna conscious wife so that he could prosecute his devotional service. The Lord, knowing everything he wanted, blessed him and told him he should accept Devahuti, the daughter of Swayam Rupamana. Then Vishnu disappeared. Swayam Rupamana came. Things were arranged. Karma Muni got married. He continued with his meditation on the Lord. His wife assisted him very humbly with dedication, even though she was a princess, daughter of a great king. She accepted so many austerities in order to serve her husband. Then he had promised her at the time of the marriage that he would give her a son. But afterwards, he wanted to renounce and take up sannyas. That was the agreement. So she, Devahuti, wanted a child. Kadavamuni first gave her 9 daughters. She said, "You promised me a son." So again, he gave her another child. This time it was a son. It was the incarnation of Godhead, Kapilamuni. So while in the Vyasa ashram, although fully maintaining his spiritual practices, at the same time, Kadavamuni had experienced whatever there was to experience about material life. What are the happinesses and sufferings of material life without sacrificing his devotional service? He was able to experience and get that experience behind him. He could realize it was not very significant. And without experiencing it, he was not able to renounce. So after experiencing, then he was ready to renounce. But he couldn't renounce until he completed his duty to give a son. And that was completed. The son was old enough to take care of the mother. Then he wanted to renounce and take sannyas. So Kapila Muni took the responsibility of Devahuti. I will teach her science of devotional service, of Sangha Yoga. You can go. She gave her permission, he could go, because he had already agreed. So then, he took sannyas, wandered throughout the world, not looking, not living in any fixed residence, simply roaming and remembering Krishna. This type of karma sannyas, the one gives up all activities, is not recommended in Kali Yuga. In those days, people were so nice, anywhere you go, you could just hold your hand out and get some food. Most of the people were all vegetarian also. Even the big materialist, what's his name, Charvak, he said, "Beg, borrow, steal, ghee. Whatever it takes." Of course, he said ghee, not non-veg. So this way, Kadavamuni, he wandered about the universe remembering Krishna. He became detached from material attachment. He became detached from the false ego. He started to see Krishna in everyone's heart. He saw the super soul in everyone's heart. He became completely God realized in Krishna, everywhere and everything resting in Krishna. Then, now free from hatred and desire, equal to everyone, he has achieved the supreme path back to home, back to Godhead. Did I go to Godhead? So the entire spiritual life of Kadavamuni, we have just like has seen in the overview, is totally purifying to discuss about him because he achieved the perfection of life. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tupac, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Sometimes apparently his disciples will praise another of their godbrother. "Oh, that devotee is very good. He's very fired up, very enthusiastic, and he's doing so many nice things." And in response, he would give the reply, "Sochyatam vihamagatam. Let the harvest come to the house." Something like that. Let the grains get to the home. Rice in the field is very beautiful. You see all the rice. You see the crop. Wow, what a wonderful rice crop. But ultimately, if just what the rice is, ripened state, if the hailstones come pounding down and knock off all the grains, you can't get anything home. What was the use? The real success in life is getting back home, back to Godhead. Completing our devotional service and going back to Godhead. Going to serve Krishna eternally. We just had Rathyatra in Calcutta. We saw the beautiful Rathyatra deities. We also saw the picture of Jayananda Prabhu. He was a devotee king. He did so many nice services, some very humble, some very wonderful. Built the Rathyatras. So many nice qualities. But right to the end of life, he remained fixed in serving Krishna. So, we glorify him because Soshartam Vihamagatam. He made it back home, back to Godhead. He stuck it out to the very end. The world today, people are really into sports. Newspapers dedicate so much space for sports and Olympics. It's a big event. One of the top events in these athletics is the marathon. Every sport, I've been told, that only the top three people, once they cross the finish line, they consider it over. But the marathon, because to run so long is the tradition, that until the last athlete crosses the finish line, as long as he's still in the race, out of respect, everyone waits. It's simply to run 26 kilometers itself is such a feat, you know, whether you're first or last, it doesn't make just the finish. There's some kind of a thing about it. We know that this devotional service is actually spiritual marathon, a spiritual effort to get back to Krishna. Someone may chant, serve, or be very enthusiastic for some time, and then get distracted and leave the race. And again, they have to take another bird. But what's important, it's nice when you see enthusiasm on the short run. But what's important is completing this lifetime, the entire lifetime in Krishna consciousness. That's what Karamuni did. He went through various phases, went through Brahmacharya, went through his Grihastha, and Sannyas. And went back to Godhead. This is an important point to fully take shelter of Krishna. Bhagavati Gati. Bengali, they always Krishna Prapti. Someone has left his body, they sometimes say Krishna Prapti. Krishna Prapta Legacy. He's reached Krishna. It's a covenant name. He's gone back to God. Of course, actually, only two people go back to God. Those who are fully Krishna conscious. So we have to also, when we take that initiation, it's for the marathon to go back to Krishna. To stay in the race to the bitter end or sweet end. In this case, it's the sweet end. Madhura, go to Krishna to the very sweet end. Sometimes devotees say, why is it I'm chanting? I don't feel attraction, I don't feel bliss. I was listening to a tape this morning of Srila Prabhupada giving a lecture in Vrindavan. And he said, when you're chanting and you're not feeling any ecstasy, it's because you're doing offensive chanting. He said, Haridas Thakur, he was discussing at great length about Namavad, Chaitanya Charitamrita, by Namavad, one gets liberation. Even accidentally chanting. But if someone is chanting, Srila Prabhupada said, they're not getting ecstasy, that means they're doing offensive chanting. He said, it's alright. Even offensive chanting is better than no chanting. Because by offensive chanting, eventually, you'll get back to Krishna. And he mentioned there in Vrindavan, he said, here you're in the Dham, you're in Vrindavan. So if you stay in Vrindavan and you stay in devotional service, you don't commit any big offenses, you go back to Krishna. But if you're in the Dham and you commit offenses, then you'll be born again in the Dham, but as a pig or a dog, or a tree, or a monkey, or some living entity in the Dham. So that's good for you, because then, being born in the Dham and dying in the Dham, after that, you go to Krishna. But don't, why do you want to waste your time? Why do you want to waste your time? Go back in this lifetime. Kardama Muni did it. He went back one lifetime. Bahunam Jambaravam De. Gyanavan Maham Sapadjate. Those Mayavadis or Gyanis, they take many births to go back. That's why in that last time, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Haridas Thakur, he came to the house of the father and uncle of Raghunath Das, that Hiranya and Govardhan Mazumdar, he was the guest of Bhagavan Acharya, whose samadhi you can still see in Tatwa in Pumla. Somewhere I saw it. Somewhere in Bhagavan Hugli. I think it's in Pumla. Maybe I mistaken. They all, the pandits said, we want to hear from you, Haridas Thakur. What is the glories of the holy name? And one pandit, he wanted to show up. He said, yes, so we know when you chant the name of Krishna, you get mukti. Yes, yes, another said, we know it's really great. The trees watch from the karmas and so many things. And Haridas Thakur said, this is not the greatest thing you get from the holy name. Being freed from karma, getting liberation, this you get from Namavash. This you get from accidentally chanting the holy name. And then he quoted a slok from the Vedas how by even accidentally chanting the holy name in fear. Just like Ajamil, he chanted the name of Narayana, calling in his son. He wasn't even, at first he wasn't, his intention wasn't to call Krishna. He's calling his son, Narayana! You know, little Narayana. He was at the point of death, the Yamadutas are moving in on him. He's calling out, Narayana! And remember Krishna. And he was saved. The Vishnu Dutta, he had another chance, took shelter of Krishna. So, accidentally chanting can give one liberation. Haridas Thakur explained that. But this Chapal, not Chapal Gopal, Gopal Chakravarti, he stood up
And he said, how is it you can listen to this sentimentalist? What's he doing? He's just telling you so many big things, chant the holy name, accidentally and you get liberation? How is that? It takes 1,000 births for the yogi to achieve liberation. And he's saying if you just happen to split and chant the name of Krishna, you get liberation and you expect us to believe it? Haridas Thakur, I'm not giving you my opinion. This is what the Vedas say. You don't believe the Vedas? Vedas are saying, you chant the name of Krishna, even accidentally you can get liberation, moksha. It's not my opinion. Then that Gopal Chakravarti said, well, if you don't get liberation, let your nose fall. Haridas Thakur said, if you don't get liberation, I'll cut my own nose off. Of course you get liberation. Vedas are not telling us anything wrong. Jaya Madhava, Vayamu Chandra Sakhi Vrindagi. Jaya Sumadeva Kukula Parasakhi. Jaya Sumadeva Ki. So then Govardhan, Mazumdar, and Hiranyaksha, so they came and tell us the seed of Haridas, please forgive us for Vaishnava Prahlad. Please forgive us. They fired at Chakravarti. Get out of here, you're fired. You're the tax collector for them. Now you're no longer working for us. How can you offend it? Our guest, the exalted saint, is Acharya. What are you doing? The Vaishnava. Get out of here. Foolish. They fell and they touched Haridas Thakur's feet and begged him, please, forgive us. People think that by yoga, somehow or another, they're going to control their mind and get to Krishna consciousness. They're going to get that to liberation. They sometimes mistake what Kardamamuni did is a yogi. When in the Satya Yuga, the system was yoga, meditation, they would meditate on Krishna, on Vishnu in the heart, Paramatma. It was a devotional meditation, not meditating on the Nirakar. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He expands himself in everyone's heart as the Paramatma or Supersoul. And from his spiritual body and planets, the Brahmajyoti come out and are all pervasive. Those who reach the Brahmajyoti are at a very basic level of God realization. Those who realize Paramatma are at the second level. And the complete realization is realization of Bhagavan. So when we take shelter of the holy name of Krishna, he can directly deliver us. We don't have to go through all the stages. But the Gyanis, they go through so many difficult ways. So they think that we'll control our mind by this meditation. In Satya Yuga, it was peaceful. People could sit and meditate. Now the whole atmosphere is agitated. Even if you want to meditate, you'll hear something coming out of outside of the window, you know. Some, you know, croaking. Or that motorcycle. So many different distractions are there. Now even if you want to go in the Himalayas and meditate, Royal Nepal Government Tourist Department has helicopter service to show you that Rishi's meditating. See, there they are. And apart from all that, the real problem is the mind. Mind, Arjuna said, I cannot do this meditation. I cannot control the mind sitting down, looking at my nose, tip. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur gave the example that once there was a boy, a man, who wanted to catch a flock, a crane. But cranes, they are not so easy to catch. They fly away. How you catch? So then, he came up with a plan. What I'll do is I'll find out a crane just by the side of the river. And I'll go with some ghee. And I'll put the ghee on the head of that buck, the crane. In the hot sun, the ghee will melt and go in the eye of the crane, and he'll become blinded. Then I'll catch him. Good idea. What do you think? None of your people was laughing. What do you think? It's a good idea. What do you think? Suvasan. Good idea. You don't understand.
Maybe you should be on the other side.
Obviously, if you can go and put ghee on the head of the crane, you can catch him in the first place. How are you going to go and put the ghee on his head? So these yogis, they think, I'll just sit and meditate, and I'll control my mind. So they could control their mind. They would already be able to concentrate. The whole problem is they can't control their mind. So how meditation is going to help them control their mind? It's not very easy for them. It's very hard. The process of devotional service, where we use our mind, our words, our activities, everything in the service of Krishna. That is a practical process. So, Harirath Thakur, he said, obviously this man, they don't know about devotional service. He doesn't know the science of bhakti. That's why he's saying all these things. So it's alright, he's just a child. He doesn't know any better. Of course, for us cursing Harirath Thakur to have his nose fall off, to curse someone who's more spiritually powerful, the curse comes back to you. It bounced back. And that Chakravarti, Gopal Chakravarti, lost his own by leprosy. Haridas Thakur already had a sad to hear that. He left the place. So, Kanava Muni was practicing Bhakti Yoga. He was doing it in another yuga. She was doing it in a different way. In this yuga, we practice Bhakti Yoga by chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we take shelter of the Lord, the golden avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga! 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 This simple process to chant the holy name. By chanting the holy names, then we get all the success of life. Whatever Karma Muni achieved by meditation, we can achieve by chanting. Kite Dayatom Vishnu, Te Tayam Yajita Makai. In the age of Kali, you can achieve that same success that you could in Treta by meditating. In Dwara, in Satya by meditating. In Treta by home and the fire sacrifice. In Dwarpa Yuga by temple worship. And in Kali Yuga by, you get by the holy name. The difference. In Satya Yuga, it took a long time, thousands of years. Treta Yuga took a long time, 10 or 100 years. Dwapara Yuga took a whole year. But here it's Kali Yuga. Even in one moment, you chant the Lord's name. In one day, if you practice sincerely, you can get success. But what's important is ending up. How do we end up? We build up our whole spiritual strength from childhood. Actually, the parents, they give the children a booster. Before the children are old enough to practice spiritual life on their own, the parents do Garbhodan Samskara, do so many sacrifices during pregnancy, like Sivantara, the Jati Karma, birth ceremony, Annaprasana, first grades, then cutting the hair, then writing, Hatha Kodi, then Upadaya. After that, the child is able to practice on their own. Then the child will firstly take Hariya and Ramana initiation, taking the actual Pancharatri Diksha. So, the whole human life is meant to get back to Godhead. Bhagavati Gati, to reach the path, Prapta Bhagavati Gati, to reach that supreme destination. And Maya is there to distract us. Right? The children enter the Gurukul and they think that whole life is to play around. Why their parents can put them in the Gurukul and they can't figure it out? Could just be playing. This way, some children may miss the opportunity. Material nature is so dangerous. Right? We pray that, well, if we have to take birth again, can we be born in a family of devotees? We see even children born in a family of devotees sometimes. They get distracted. Maybe one bad association will spoil a few others. Somehow or other, they don't stay in devotional service. Even they have an opportunity. So why should we take the risk? This is what Srila Prabhupada was saying. We should go back to Krishna this lifetime. To do that, we simply have to be very careful. Serving in the Holy Dham, you are at a very great advantage. If you just stay in Krishna consciousness, you go back. Just avoiding offense to the Vaishnavas, to the deities, to the holy names. But in order to get a taste for chanting Hare Krishna, we have to rise above offensive chanting. When we get to the three states, when we get to the offensive states, then we can realize real spiritual bliss consistently from chanting. Guru Sanatana Goswami, they're praying, if I could have thousands of tongues and millions of ears to hear the holy name. Brahma, what a design! Only one mouth and two ears. It's not enough to get all the nectar of the holy name. We are so unfortunate. You're not getting that. Same case. The Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, we're getting. You are offensive. What should we do? Stop chanting? Of course not. This is the worst thing. And we're doomed anyway. To go on chanting and try to follow all the instructions of the Guru Kavinath. Kavinath, by the Sika and Kavinath. Only if you're resisting, no, I don't want a chance, no, I don't want to do it. Trying to find some excuse. This is the Lord, God said to me tonight, so why should I chant Hare Krishna? If that the Lord is in my heart, why should you go to God? Maya will give up so many reasons why it has to be Krishna consciousness. When Maya comes up with her reason, what should we say? Who knows? If Maya comes to us and says, you should give up Krishna consciousness for this and that reason, what should we say? You say Hare Krishna? You say no. Hare Krishna. You don't listen to Maya's idea. Get out. We have already Prabhupada's idea. We have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's idea. We have all these ideas here in the Bhagavad Gita. We know our duty. Simply serve Krishna eternally. So, Siddhartha, we have all the doubt with the harvest home. Already the seeds are planted. The plants are growing. Harvest is about to be taken. Maya is getting worried. Somehow she's trying to get us confused. Misplace our priorities. Misplace our judgment. We don't chant. We don't read. We don't get the class. But now we get confused. And Maya takes advantage of our weakened state. Bewilders us. Gives us some complicated idea which doesn't really make any sense. We lose faith in the devotees, we don't talk with them, and we think that our idea is right, and next thing we know, we're off the track. We're no longer in the race. You can make so many excuses, but the real thing is get back in the race. Even if somebody got off, get back in quick. You leave the race in any material sport, you're out. But in devotional service, even if you left the race, whenever you come back, you start up again where you left off. Because nowhere else you get such an opportunity. Why get off the track? Why take the risk? Why take who wants to be a dog in my airport? We don't keep the dog so great. Ship them off outside the dog somewhere. And then we get back to Krishna in this lifetime. I remember here in Mayapur, somebody poisoned a man. And their body was floating and it came on the side of the Ganges. And in the morning he saw all around the body there was dead jackals, foxes, and dogs. They tried to eat the dead body and so much poison in it until they died. You see them all lying around, stiff. Oh, that was the biggest thing in those days. That was like a big thing. You know, just the grass cut. You look across the road, there's a dead body. All the dead dogs around. So they died in the dog. That's their good fortune. Who wants to take such a birth again? Prabhupada's given us the opportunity. Chant Hare Krishna. Get over the offensive platform. Get to the platform. If we're not getting the nectar while chanting, we should look to ourselves. What is wrong with us? What are we doing wrong? The defect is not in the holy name. The defect is in our heart. It's covered. We are dependent. We have to walk clean. Sometimes people burn rice in the pot and think, you know, what's the use of cleaning? You don't get to the bottom. You keep on scrubbing, the bottom is there. So Karnava Muni, very pure soul. He had few material desires that he couldn't get rid of just by philosophical adjustment. So he went through that phase, took rehab. Now Now he's taken sannyas. Now he's going back to Godhead. The point is to do everything according to the instruction of Guru. Then you go back to Godhead. He didn't do anything mystically. Whatever he did was according to the authority's instruction, his spiritual master, or Brahma, Vishnu. Even he had thought it was Vishnu. Still, when he got old, he left Pakshan Murta Pahan Pajar. No one should stop him because that's his duty, completely surrender to Krishna at the end of life. There's so many instructions are here in the life of Karama Muni. Now reminder, this is the end of this chapter. Now we'll hear the instructions directly from the mouth of Kapila Deva. Being here in the Holy God, we should remember all these instructions. Be inspired. Normally for us, what is the hope of going back to God and look at Karama Muni as such a great soul? He even saw Vishnu. What is the hope for us? The hope for us is Govinda! Govinda is so merciful. He said, I want to deliver those who never get the chance. Normally they don't get the chance. This is a request of Advaita Gosvami. This is our hope. The Lord Chaitanya is the deep power. Deliver the most fallen. Even if we're the most fallen, we have the chance. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
Let us say a devotee takes a great risk and attempts some extraordinary service. In executing his service, he achieves a great accomplishment, which Hare Krishna imagines it. And wins the appreciation of the spiritual master for later following him. Is it better to do that great volume of service or some minor, unrecognized service without taking such a risk and not winning the appreciation of the spiritual master, but it is not false?
Well, of course, the real Prabhupada said the real secret is to catch the big fish without getting wet. To be able to take the risk, achieve the appreciation of the Guru, and at the same time, not fall, give that to God. That's the goal. Srila Prabhupada, he many times requested the devotees, at least just be Krishna conscious. Do what you can. Don't leave. Sometimes, one is given a special mission. One takes that risk, knowing that there's a risk. What is a risk? You say risk, risk means danger. Along with the risk, there's that treasure. If I'm successful, I'm guaranteed to go back to Krishna. Please, the spiritual master, I help so many others. So, one has to have certain blessings to do that. And many big horses wanted to swim across the river, but they went in a current, they were swept by. Then one skinny horse with tuberculosis came, and he said, well, they couldn't get across, but I'll get across. He went into the river, didn't get swept away. That, foolishly, they shouldn't take risks. You take risks, it's a calculated risk. Depending on the mercy of the Guru, certain indications are there. We should take such a risk.
is a chance for success. Now sometimes this is a factor you cannot calculate. A person takes a risk, achieves some wonderful service, has a fall down in the past. But in spite of that fall down, because of the service that was achieved, sometimes they're delivered. That is something we can't qualify. It's up to Krishna and the Guru. Just like in the Vedas, it says that someone who builds a Vishnu temple, he can live in heavenly planets for as many years as there are atoms in the temple. Another place in the Vedas is even if you put one brick in a Vishnu temple, you go back to God. So the Vedas say different things. Even a small service, sometimes you go a long way. What to speak if someone has done a very important service. Krishna says that by doing something good, you never get a bad result. In one sense, there won't be any bad result. But the real question, just like I remember there was a devotee, Prabhupada asked to get a mean twig. He started hanging out in Prabhupada's window, but just outside of the window there was a mean tree in Calcutta. To get a mean tree, and Prabhupada said, don't do that. That's all right, Prabhupada. No, don't do that. Hanging out like that. No, it's all right. If it's all right, then don't do it in my vision. It gives me too much anxiety. I don't want to see you take unnecessary risks. One sense, okay, he was doing it for the Guru, he wasn't doing it for himself. It's glorious. Maybe there was a way of doing it without taking so much risk. So, one of the factors in this whole scenario is the blessing of the Guru. Blessing of the Vaishnava, of doing something which is approved. Srila Prabhupada, he took a great risk. Spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. The thing to be achieved was so great that he considered it was worth whatever the risk was. Is it worth the risk of breaking your neck just to get a neat twig for the Guru, but you could just buy one down the corner for 10 cents, then buy it. Or you go down and you can get someone to cut you. So a lot of times, you have to analyze the risk compared to what is how great the effect will be. If by doing that thing, just like Prabhupada asked all the scientists to do scientific research, there's a risk you have to work with a lot of materialistic scientists. And this is a certain risk factor there. But the goal is he wants to turn around the neck of material modern science, which is atheistic, and bring it around to a more spiritual point of view, which will change the whole outlook of the world. It's worth the risk. Some scientists have to stop doing harina every day of the week, every 12 hours a day, and they have to study their science books and write theses, books, to challenge the scientists. They still go on Harinam a couple times a week or once a week and they chant. Sadhguru is really fired up in kirtan. He has to do that. Austerity has to read so many materialistic books, anthropology books, and this book and that book because it's needed. So in different activities there's different risks. So all these, there's so many factors. That's why we have a Guru, that's why we have Vaishnava, so we have Shastra. The Shastra said we should be done. Just like Narayana Muni, he knew to be a Grihastha was a risk. I might completely lose, I might lose it. I might just become a Vishoyi and just give up my spiritual life and only work just for the family and totally lose it. So he's doing tapasya to prepare himself. So when I enter Vihasa life, I'm going to remain Krishna conscious. I'm not just going to become a materialist. And when I have my children are grown, I'm going to take sannyas. I'm going to dedicate my Noviya Banapras. I'm just going to engage in spiritual life. So he was preparing himself. Jiva Goswami, he wanted to defend his philosophy against all the other philosophers. So he went to college, or whatever you call it. He went to study Sanskrit, Benares, became a great scholar. So he was challenged. So some of these things we need the blessing of the Vaishnavas and the Guru. We're taking a risk. Prabhupada, I remember he had so many devotees, they're going off to the stupid library party or something, and some far off place in the world. Some of us going to the Middle East, and he asked all the Vaishnavas, give your blessing. They're taking a risk of going in a very difficult terrain. They need your blessing. So on the order of the Guru, the blessing of the Vaishnavas too, we have to be careful. We have to know. We have to believe in him. So not everyone gets the opportunity to do something as was detailed. We should be determined to go on with our service. Don't think that this, our daily service, is also not going to win the appreciation of the Guru. Then also you'll appreciate it. Sometimes even a very simple devotee is suddenly enrolled or enlisted for a very major service, like going out and distributing books. The very fallen soul. Forming an arti for the small deities, ringing the bell, which is liberating so many living entities. Maybe sent to some difficult place to preach. Maya's everywhere. Anything is a risk. So for preaching, we take a risk. So we prepare ourselves, we bring the temple, be very strong, attend all the programs, we go out traveling some kirtan, so we don't get attracted by some sense gratification, which is all around. So even as we're doing our regular service, we should prepare ourselves to take up to our capacity whatever service Krishna may require us to do. You see, like in Sarajevo, Yugoslavia, devotees are there. Every devotee is under the total stress, the war. They may be doing their simple service. They didn't plan to go out and do some heroic, risk-taking situation, but they are put into it because the whole country is, that is a national karma, that we put into a war, and now they are put in that crisis, and they have to defend. They have to do the needful. So whether voluntarily we take risk, or whether the risk is thrown on us, we have to, the whole life should be preparation. And if we are preparing and then we die, we go back to Godhead, what's the loss? And if the opportunity comes, we can do something more, we do it, so much the better. Hare Krishna.